Hey, Alexa, what do you know about me that I don't know you know? Of course she won't tell me, but it's a valid question, right? How much personal information are these virtual assistants like the Amazon Echo or Google Home picking up from us? And where does that information go? KQED's Silicon Valley reporter Rachel Miro has this story.
Perhaps you've seen the ads, like this one for Google Home.
Play me that song that goes, strawberry champagne on ice. And it'll be like,
playing That's What I Like by Bruno Mars.
And they'll be like, OMG. And you'll be like, I-K-N-O-W.
Does it sound like big tech companies are not only talking to you, but also your kids? Consumer Watchdog, a Santa Monica-based nonprofit, says that would be a violation of the Child Online Privacy Protection Act. But also, never mind the kids, patent applications suggest the companies are thinking of doing more than just waiting for your prompts.
You know, keeping track of things like the number of times you flush the toilet, when you go to bed.
John Simpson of Consumer Watchdog says the group is asking federal regulators to get out in front of a future where virtual assistants are listening to everything that goes on in your home, regardless of whether you used the wake words to launch them.
One of the patents proposes inferring whether a child is misbehaving. I just think that has crossed the line and is far too invasive.
The Federal Trade Commission would only confirm that it received a letter from Consumer Watchdog. Google says Home only stores voice queries after a physical or verbal trigger, like OK Google. Amazon's answer was more open-ended. The thing is, big tech is already tracking you. Your searches, purchases, online and off, social media browsing, even email. You want out of this data mining ecosystem? It's going to take work. Brian Blau is a VP at the tech research firm Gartner.
You'd have to leave your smartphone away from where you are, drive a car anonymously, not your own car, and get in someone else's. Not walk in front of any cameras anywhere, which there are, you know, millions and millions of them all over the place.
Blau has a bunch of virtual assistants in his home for research purposes.
I have to be careful because if I say their names right now, they will respond accordingly.
But he's not worried about them tracking his every move and sending the information to advertisers. What worries Blau is the likelihood that advertisers will eventually want to talk to you directly through your assistant.
I noticed you have a copy of The Godfather by your bed. Would you like for me to order some 24 mini cannoli shells by Frank and Sal Bakery for $19.95?
And that's just creepy. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.